Town officials and community members from the North Country towns of Cape Vincent and Lyme gave BP a clear signal at a meeting this week in Cape Vincent. A wind farm isn't welcome there. The energy company recently opted for the state's new Article 10 process over local review, meaning local zoning laws could be overruled. WRVO's Joanna Richards reports.
Hundreds turned out for the meeting. Signs reading BP Go Home filled the town recreation hall parking lot. Wind power supporters were present as well, filling up half the room with green t-shirts that read, "I love wind power." But all the town officials were solidly anti-wind. Members of the two towns' boards and planning boards grilled BP representative Richard Chandler about the company's plans. Marie Millington is a member of Lyme's planning board.
You have said in every answer, you are willing to work with us. All I've heard is BP, BP, BP. It has been all yours. What we want, what we think, what we're going to do. What don't you understand? In our boards and our towns, you are not welcomed.
BP's proposed project would include 124 turbines in the town of Cape Vincent and a transmission line through the town of Lyme. The most anger was directed at the company for opting for the state's Article 10 review process, which can overrule local legislation if it's deemed unreasonable. BP's Chandler acknowledged that the current wind farm plan would violate Cape Vincent's zoning laws. Topping off a dramatic encounter, Cape Vincent Town Supervisor Urban Hershey presented BP's Chandler with a gift of a mini wind turbine.
May all your turbines be this size.
In Cape Vincent, I'm Joanna Richards for WRVO News.